for Little Friends. Bryce's Blessing by Alice Beasley, based on an experience of the author's family. We believe in the gift of healing. Article of Faith 7. When are we going camping? 4-year-old Bryce asked as he sat at the kitchen counter eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. In 3 more days, Mother said. Bryce frowned. That's a long time. Mother nodded. Well, you can pack some of your toys and help me make cookies so the time will go faster. Hooray! Bryce hopped off the stool and ran to get his army men. Later, as he stirred the cookie dough, he said, We're going to roast hot dogs and marshmallows and sleep in a tent. We sure are, Mother agreed. Then she mussed his hair. He laughed. The next morning, Bryce slept in later than usual. At the breakfast table, he didn't touch his toast and jam. Are you okay? Mother asked. I'm tired, he said. He climbed off the chair and lay down on the couch with his blanket. Mother put her hand on his forehead. You feel warm, she said. I hope you're not getting sick. His stomach hurt. If I get sick, we won't be able to go camping, will we? We'll see, Mother said. Bryce slept most of the day. When Mother took his temperature, she said it was high. She gave him some syrupy medicine that tasted like cherries. What if I'm sick tomorrow? He asked. Hopefully you'll be better by then, she said. But that night, Bryce's temperature rose. He fell asleep and had bad dreams. Waking up scared and thirsty, he went into the kitchen to ask for a drink of water. Then he curled up in the recliner in the family room. Mother held up a cup of water to his lips. The cold liquid cooled his mouth and throat as he sipped it. Dad's going to give you a blessing, Mother said in a soft voice. Bryce smiled faintly. Good, then my fever will go away. His parents smiled at each other. He fell back asleep and woke up in his bed when someone touched his shoulder lightly. We're going to give you a blessing now, Dad said. One of their home teachers was standing by the bed. Are you going to put oil on my head? Bryce asked. He had seen other family members receive blessings before, and Dad had put oil on their heads. Yes. Dad opened a small bottle and put a drop of oil on top of Bryce's head. As Bryce lay on his bed, Dad and the home teacher placed their hands on his head. They gave him a blessing that the fever would break and he would be able to go camping in the morning. When they were done, Bryce fell back asleep. He woke up to see light shining through the cracks in the window blinds. He jumped out of bed and ran to find his dad in the kitchen. Am I better? He asked. Dad felt Bryce's forehead. Yes, the fever's gone. Bryce ran to find Mother in her bedroom. My fever's gone. The blessing worked, he said. Mother hugged him. I'm so glad. You had faith, and Heavenly Father blessed you. Note: Alice Beasley is a member of the Riverview Fifth Ward, Draper, Utah, Riverview Stake. End of note. End of the story. Bryce's Blessing by Alice Beasley.
Envelope Gift Basket by Julie Wardell. Note: You will probably need assistance with this activity. To make a basket, you will need a 4-inch by 9.5-inch, 10 by 24 centimeters white envelope, ruler, pencil, scissors and colored markers, crayons or stickers. 1. Seal the envelope. 2. There is an illustration on this page. Draw the basket handle on the envelope and cut out. 3. Write a message on the basket such as I love you, Mom, happy birthday or thank you. Decorate the basket using markers, crayons, and or stickers. Then make the spring flowers on this page and place them in the basket. Spring Flowers by Sherry Timberman. Note, you will probably need assistance with this activity as well. To make 2 flowers, you will need a pencil, tracing paper, scissors, scraps of colored paper, glue, 2 12-inch, 30-centimeter chenille sticks, available in craft stores, and tape. 1. Trace the flower, flower center, and leaf patterns onto the tracing paper and cut out. 2. Trace the flower patterns on the colored paper twice and cut out. Then trace 4 leaves and cut out. Glue the flower centers and leaves in place. And there's an illustration on this page, page 22. 3. Wrap a chenille stick around one of your fingers to form it into a coil. tape or glue one end of the chenille stick to the back of a flower for the stem. Repeat with the other chenille stick. Place the flowers in the envelope gift basket. End of the section for little friends.